two more states today, Colorado and Minnesota, weigh in on the Republican presidential nomination process, and they're both holding caucuses, not primaries like the ones that we saw in Florida or South Carolina and New Hampshire. What exactly, though, is the difference between a caucus and a primary besides more coffee and donuts? We're going to get that answer from David Redlosky. He's professor of political science at Rutgers University and author of Why Iowa: How Caucuses and Sequential Elections Improve the Presidential Nominating Process. David, first explain to us that essential difference between a primary, the general vote, and then the caucus, the sort of meeting.
Sure. Good morning, Celeste. I could actually use that coffee and donuts right now. I'll tell you, the caucus basically is the opportunity for local political folks to get together and talk about politics. The idea of a caucus is that people in the community in a voting precinct meet at a specified place at a specified time of day, and among other things, in a presidential year, they express their presidential preference. But those other things include party building activities, for example, electing local party leadership or voting on possible resolutions that might become part of the party platform. Those activities don't happen typically for voters in a primary, although primary voters go vote whenever they want during the day, typically push a button on a machine, and they're done.
However, David Redlosk, there is controversy over caucuses. People sometimes complain that a caucus it can be exclusionary, that not everyone is invited to participate in a caucus, that instead of awarding delegates, they're just sending people to the county conventions. What are the problems, I guess the pros and cons, mm-hmm. of holding a caucus?
So the caucuses do, of course, have problems. Every system does. And in the case of the caucus, probably the biggest problem is that you do have to be at a certain place, typically at a certain time. With a primary, you may have all day to go vote whenever it's convenient. With a caucus, you usually have to show up in a room at 7 o'clock or something of the sort and stick around for an hour or so. That obviously has the potential to preclude people who can't get away at that time to that place. Some states address this. Minnesota, for example, actually requires employers to let people off work without pay to go caucus. And in other states, there are some other options. But for the most part, caucuses are more difficult to attend. They take longer. You have to be more committed to do it.
That's David Redlosk, professor of political science at Rutgers University. And also with us is Ingrid Reed, a policy analyst. You know, and Ingrid, there are many places in which this debate, in Nevada, for example, is possibly facing a vote to become a primary system instead of a caucus. Why
right.
do people have such a problem with the caucus system?
Well, I think David has explained some of the most important elements, and that is that the caucuses take place only at a particular time and usually not in a traditional place. You have to show up at a gym or so on, even though we do vote in gyms. I think the difference really is that they vary from our usual way of thinking, how we participate, and that is how we vote. Most people have all day to choose from when they want to go to vote, and it's in a pretty standard place. You know where your polling place is, and the practice of going to vote works best when it's pretty predictable. And so with this shift in how we go to vote, and also the whole routine of it being managed in a particular way, of having a secret ballot, of not discussing who you're going to vote for. I mean, one of the features of caucuses that people do like is that you go and you may not know who you want to vote for, and there's a whole act of discussing the candidates and so on. We have a lot of trouble getting people to go to vote in our country, in part because it's not convenient, or they don't know where it is, or they don't want to be engaged with other people in the voting process. So the caucuses are just very different from the way we usually view elections. And if you're concerned about turnout and people participating, probably it's much better to have a consistent approach to how you go about voting.
Although, Ingrid, to be devil's advocate here, a caucus is much less expensive than a primary system, and to a certain extent, a primary is a function of a party, right? I mean, you're nominating a party's candidate, and therefore a caucus is better designed for drumming up grassroots organization, for coalescing as a party to unify around one person. Is that right or wrong?
Right. And I think what we should look at is that it's actually a philosophy of how our democracy should work. Should our collective society pay for the act of choosing a person who represents you in the party so that when we go to the general election, we will have candidates? And in some states, New Jersey, New York, and so on, that's considered part of the process, the civic process, as opposed to the party business. Mm. And in some states, one party has a caucus and the other party uses the more traditional voting form. In some states, this act, the primary voting, as well as the caucus voting, is
right,
paid
Missouri,
for by the party.
Missouri has both. That's Ingrid Reid, who's a policy analyst. David Redlosk, professor of political science at Rutgers University. Is the caucus, is either one of these systems inherently more confusing?
Not necessarily. The caucuses are not particularly confusing to the people who pay attention and participate in them. The Republican caucuses in particular are really typically just come meet, talk about candidates, and cast a secret ballot. Not very different. The Democrats are a little different, a little more complex, but it has to do with the nature of how the Democrats organize their party and grassroots politics at the core, which is really what the caucuses are about. The presidential nomination part is really just an add-on to the traditional caucus way of organizing parties from the grassroots.
David Redlosk, professor of political science at Rutgers University and author of Why Iowa, How Caucuses and Sequential Elections Improve the Presidential Nominating Process. And we spoke to Ingrid Reid, policy analyst. If you are caucusing today in Colorado or Minnesota, give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.